Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
We start with a yellow level one warning for severe thunderstorms, and that's over the Mpumalanga Highveld. Isolated afternoon showers and thunder showers also forecast for Gauteng, as well as parts of Limpopo and the northwest. Pretoria today up to 31, Johannesburg and Emalahleni 30, Mpumalanga High 29, Polokwane 33, Rustenburg 34, and it will be hot in some areas. Musina, one of the hottest places in the country today, going up to 39 degrees.
In Pretoria on Steve Biko Street, traffic lights aren't working at De Beer Street in the Wonderboom area. You can expect delays there.
The National Regulator for Compulsory Specifications says it's concerned about the new norm where consumers are duped into buying non-compliant or refurbished geysers. The regulator warns these illegal geysers don't have the necessary safety quality control. Consumers are urged to do their homework first, especially when it comes to buying a refurbished geyser. And a top German court has ruled that Facebook users whose data was illegally accessed and distributed online can claim compensation. This is regarded as a landmark decision, potentially affecting thousands of other cases. It stems back to 2018 and 2019, when unknown third parties gained access to Facebook users' data, including names, gender, and in some cases also places of work, by entering random phone numbers in the search function. It is no longer possible to do that. And with that, looking at our business news. Chinese President Xi Jinping has announced a string of measures designed to support the global south at the G20 Leaders Summit currently underway in Rio de Janeiro. Reuters reports the actions include the construction of a high-quality belt and road initiative. Xi also announced that China, Brazil, South Africa and the African Union are launching an initiative to direct scientific and technological innovations to countries in the south. And Asian markets rose this morning after a broadly positive day in Wall Street. The rand has also recovered to under the 18 rand mark against the dollar after its slump against a bolstered greenback. A dollar this morning at 17 rand 93, a euro 19 rand on the dot, a pound 22 rand 75 cents, gold at $2,621.91 per fine ounce, oil at $73.31 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija De Souza. This morning is at 7.
Well, we touched on the awards just briefly yesterday, but after that convo, three World Cup winning Springboks, Cheston Colby, Eamon Etzebeth and Pieter Steph Du Toit, were yesterday shortlisted for the World Rugby's Player of the Year Award, while Antoine Dupont is in line for the Sevens Prize. Du Toit is in contention for a second time after winning the trophy in 2019. Ireland captain Caelan Doris completes the list. Sasha Feinberg-Gomez-Zulu is up for Breakthrough Player of the Year alongside All Black Wallace Titi, England's Emmanuel Feyi-Wabosso, and Ireland's Jamie Osborne. The winner will be announced on Sunday in Monaco. The Boks, meanwhile, have breathed a sigh of relief over Oxenche as they hinted that they might not be able to have him available for their final test of the year against Wales in Cardiff, but his availability was yesterday confirmed by assistant coach Dion Davids.
Ox got a cut above his knee. He recovered well. He went to gymnasium this morning. A couple of guys with bumps and bruises, but not a lot of concerns for us at this stage.
I love that he said gymnasium.
That's the full name.
Yeah,
that's the word.
I kind of feel like this weekend I must go and watch something at the Bioscope. Bavana plays South Sudan tonight. A win will leave Hugo Bruges' side first in Group K AFCON qualifiers table. Kickoff is at 6 o'clock. I'm Paul Anjinga, and that's a Jack of Sport. Jack Red FM plays more.